morning, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pascual Cardone, and my co-host is Evelyn Calleja. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Pascual. How are you?
Good. I miss you.
I know. I miss you, too. I'm back in Florida. Oy vey.
I know.
All that traveling, you know, we had a great 2 weeks. We felt like you every day we were doing some kind of an event. It was like being in Pascual Cardone's world.
It gets exhausting, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, we got here. We're so exhausted.
Well, you know, it happens. Ooh. You got to get the place here in Connecticut on another floor for me. So we'll see.
Yeah. You know, we were joking with someone that we said we were on the North American tour.
Right. You were going all over the place.
Yeah. We were able to see a lot of our friends. We jam-packed our schedule. It was great.
That is nice.
I'm glad. We got to see you a couple of times, which was
fun. What a treat that was to see to get together. Really was
and
nice.
And dinner at your new place. It was great. Yes. And coming with along. Your brother, Joe. Oh, my God. It was so nice. I hadn't seen him in 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So it was nice. We just had a nice time. The four of us were just relaxed. Took it easy.
I know. You know, it's cute, the two of you. Because you both say, I know, the same way. Very adorable.
And you enjoyed your last moment here when you had to walk down 7 flights.
Oh, my God, that apartment of yours.
Good thing you didn't have to walk up. But, you know, walking down, for everybody that's listening, we have two elevators. I have two elevators in my building, and the building is from 1959. And both of them have gone out when Evelyn and Eric were here. So people are literally walking up and down the stairs. And that one night you were there, we had to walk down.
I know. And the fire alarm went off.
I know. Somebody pulled it, I found out, on the 6th floor. Somebody burned something and somebody pulled the alarm.
Wow.
That's when we had all the firemen here, when I dropped you and Eric off back at the hotel. But thank God it was all false alarm. And to just today now, we've gotten one of the elevators working. So, but
oh,
I still
really? They didn't fix both of them? What the heck's going on over there?
They're waiting for a part.
Well, let me tell you something. You're lucky that they were out when I was already up in your apartment.
Oh, we would have gone to dinner else.
No way I could have climbed those stairs.
Right. No, I totally get it. So it worked out perfect that it went out after you left, you know, when you were leaving. So that was
great. It really worked out great. It was great seeing you, spending time with you. And how much fun did we have at Cookies?
Yes.
And she cooked that night. Oh, that was so great.
That's it. It was a fabulous night.
I have to say, we did everything we wanted to do.
Good.
So it was good. And then we got home, exhausted, of course.
It happens when
from our North American tour. You know, that's how we odds.
I know. You know. Rock and roll.
Yes. So we saw friends. One day we had two things. We had breakfast with Beth. And then we had dinner at Moritz and Gretchen's. And Moritz cooked. Oh, he's such a great cook, this guy. So we had a wonderful meal at their house.
Excellent. No, it's nice to make the rounds and see.
Oh, my God. I said to Eric at one point, we're like Pascual Cardone.
All right. So listen, this is going to air on Wednesday, the 21st.
Yes. Episode 22.
And there are 3 things for that day, which I find very interesting.
What is it?
International Day of Peace.
Oh, I like that.
World Gratitude Day. Love that one. And the third one, which is dear to my heart, it's World Alzheimer's Day. And I'm walking, you know, for Alzheimer's in October.
I know. With the senior center?
Well, everybody's, you know, people are doing it with different groups. I mean, I guess you could just do it on your own, but I'm with the group of the senior center. So I'll be walking with the seniors.
Yeah. Very nice.
So that'll be nice.
Love that day.
Yeah. So it's October 9th. So
we're recording it. It's Monday the 19th.
Right. There's going to be
we
hair up
woke
there.
up at 5:30 this morning to watch the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II. We have been watching it all day. I mean, it was like 6 hours. I was like, you know, I'm exhausted already.
You know, I feel bad. I haven't watched it at all. I just,
really?
I just been busy doing things. I just haven't, you know, it's just so
sad.
This
is what retired people do, you know.
Yeah,
We have
I know,
nothing
but
better to do than to get up at 5:30 in the morning and watch a funeral. Can you imagine?
Not just a few minutes, the queens. That queen.
It was a little, you know, I got a little...
A little verklempt.
A little verklempt, yeah. It's sad that, you know.
It
And then
is.
At the end, at one of, you know, King Charles, he's like got tears in his eyes. I was
I
like,
know it.
oh, he was so emotional.
Yeah, but he's a new, you know, he shouldn't be showing emotion. I thought the kings and queens were always very stoic. You know what I mean?
Well, I know, but he didn't. You know, that's his mother.
No, I agree. And he put a note on the casket, I heard.
Yes, beautiful. They said what it was. I don't remember what it was, but it was very nice.
What was the code to
But
the
it's
alarm?
so funny. I was listening to the commenters, and this one British commenter said, you know, it's tough because he hasn't been able to grieve for his mother. I said the same thing.
I know it's
Laying
very
on the couch, eating bonbons, watching
one of those
Netflix.
bomb
That's how
bombs.
you grieve. Oh my God, those bonbons.
They are good. But
Yeah.
what about your nice boy or your bad boy, Harry?
Harry,
Did you hear about what's going on with him?
No, what? Oh, you obviously have
Well,
breaking news.
I didn't see it on TV, but I heard that. Is this breaking news? Oops. Okay, I didn't realize.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think we gave it enough time.
Yeah, really.
We don't want to upset our production guy.
Heck no. But Harry had to sit in the second row at church behind disgraced Andrew. I love when they put the disgraced Andrew. Can't say his Uncle Andrew.
I saw that he was in the second row.
Yes, they made sure he sat there behind the disgraced
Well, you
Andrew.
know, he is disgraced. He should be ashamed of himself.
I know. I agree. And Harry did not get to stand on the balcony to see the people.
Really?
Yep, because he's not a royal anymore. He's just a civilian like you and I.
Right, he wasn't wearing his uniform.
No,
well,
he
the
was not
brother
wearing his
was
uniform.
wearing his uniform,
Right.
and the disgraced one wasn't wearing his uniform either because
Right.
he's
He's
disgraced.
disgraced. Thank you. And Harry was uninvited to the state reception for the
Oh,
world and
wow.
foreign royals. You
Wow.
know, I mean, this kid gave that all up. He can't expect to get it both ways. Sorry. Sorry, Harry. You know what I mean?
Well, but
Regardless
you
of
know,
your
the thing is,
grandmother.
you can't look, his father should know. Look at what his father did for love.
I totally agree, but protocol, this is the queen. It's not just his grandmother, it's the queen.
But it
So,
is his grandmother.
right, but she's
Oh,
the
we're
queen.
having a little disagreement.
I'm glad he didn't go and
Wow.
bring that girl, Meghan. She's right up there with Kim Kardashian to me.
No, I love that Meghan.
No,
Leave
go
her. She's
work
the
on
mother
it.
of his children. Leave her alone.
No, can't
But you
take
know,
her.
Kim Kardashian, you sent me a thing breaking news.
I know that was hysterical, wasn't it? Oh, damn again. Put up
You
a
need
sign.
to
Don't
count to
call
three when we say it.
breaking
Breaking
news. That's
news.
gonna be my little signal. All right, what'd you say?
Okay. Well, you sent me a little breaking news
We
about
paused
Kim
everybody on Facebook.
Kardashian. She listed two homes in the
Oh,
same
that
week.
one. Yeah,
I
I thought
said,
you were
why
talking about
not
that.
Pasquale Cardone Real Estate?
I know
Why
they're
not?
like millions, really. Come on, Kim. I mean, I hate you, but still
And
use
that
you.
would have made your whole couple years.
Thank you. I could have bought a home in Florida. No, what I thought you were talking about was when she was at the fashion show and she was standing next to Jessica Parker. Remember I sent you that too? Sarah
No, I
Jessica
didn't
Parker?
see that. You know, I was so excited about the real estate.
Well, Anna Wintour was across the room and she was waving to Jessica Parker. But Kim, because Kim is all about her, she was waving back to Winter, Anna.
Oh.
Her. And so when Anna came over, she went right to Jessica. So
Oh,
there's like
really?
a quick clip on that and they showed it to people. I thought I'd send it to you. Sorry if I didn't, but it was like it put her in her place. Like, who is she? She's just, nobody.
Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me that she was asking for the queen's crown to wear it for
I
the get her grubby hands on some kind of royal thing.
know, I
You
know.
know, she if that's possible.
No, give it time. I'm sure she'll come up with something. I'm surprised she wants maybe Diana's wedding dress too. I
Oh,
love
can
these.
you imagine? Oh, yeah, that would be hysterical.
Cutter. But anyway, it put Kim in her place, so I was very happy about that.
Well, you know what? She should know better. And she's dissing us. So next time I'm at an award thing, I'm not going to be even looking at her. When they
Oh,
start
definitely.
inviting us to things, we are not acknowledging her.
And they will be inviting us.
Oh, they better.
I just put it out to the universe.
I did too.
We
You
both
know,
did.
on the plane, I saw this great movie.
What was that?
It was anything, anywhere, all at once. Do you know that movie?
No, but I'm writing it down. Anything what?
Let me tell you, let me Google it.
Oh, it's going to take her a while. Okay. Dad's going to get upset now. Keep it going, girl.
Okay, anywhere. It's anything.
So who's in it?
Anything. Everything all at once.
Okay,
No,
what was
no,
it
no,
about?
no. It's everything
Hold on
everywhere
this one. We only have
all
30
at
minutes.
once. I know it's going to be 30 minutes. It's everything everywhere all at once. Well, the cast, they're people I don't know. It's an Asian cast.
Oh.
Evelyn is the main character,
Oh, that's why
Evelyn
you like the
Wang.
movie. That's why, because it's got your
Oh,
name
it's
in it.
so funny when you're listening to them saying, Evelyn, Evelyn. So she's played by Michelle Yeoh. Then Weimin Wang is K. Hugh Kwan. And Joy Wang was Stephanie Zhu. Shu. Su.
All right. Thank you for that.
But that movie is so funny because Evelyn is the center of many universes. She really is the center of the universe.
You're the center of
And I
Bond.
could really totally
Relate.
wait. Yes. Well, it was the parts of it was so funny. I'm laughing out loud in the airplane.
Oh my gosh. Really? It was that good.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at it. Is that on Netflix? That's all I have is Netflix.
No, it was a movie on the plane.
Oh,
I
a real
don't know where it
movie.
is.
Oh, then I don't have
I
it.
think you have to pay for it.
No.
And
Wait
you
for
know, if
somebody.
you're anything like my husband, he refuses to pay
Yes.
for
I
movies.
take you up to him. No. I wait till it's somebody's house.
That's
All
right. There you
right.
go. But it was very, very good.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that movie.
So
Nice.
then when he wakes me up this morning, he says, well, you know what today is? Today is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, I didn't get that one.
I know.
Oh,
I
you
don't know
made
where he
me.
got this. Probably from Howard Stern. You know, he listens to Howard Stern and
Oh.
constantly.
Why does he listen to him?
He loves him.
Why?
So it goes back to the beginnings of when radio was in its infancy.
They had one
Eric's been
channel.
a radio guy since he's a little boy. I don't know why he likes him, because he's
No.
funny, I guess. I can't listen to him
I
sometimes.
can't either. That's why I'm like, really? I can't believe he does. All right. Well, listen, everybody has their own thing in life.
I have to say, Howard Stern is probably one of the best interviewers I've ever heard.
Oh,
He has great interviews.
so you listen to him.
So when it's an interview that I like, you should
Okay.
listen to the interview he did with Paul McCartney.
Really? All right.
I'm sure it's on YouTube. And he's very funny, you know.
All
I
right.
don't like the content of his show. I think it's misogynistic. I
Yeah.
don't like that they start really, it's too nasty for me. But
Is.
him, I think is he's a great, he's very funny. He's talented, a great interviewer.
Okay, I'll have to look into that then. Thank you. You opened up my eyes on Howard. See?
See, sometimes you have to open your eyes up and just take them in increments that you could take. Don't
Okay.
listen to a show. I think that's too much. But the interviews are fantastic. They
All
should do
right.
just a thing with the Howard Stern interviews.
Okay.
And
Thank you.
he could interview us. We're very exciting and
Well, Howard, come on.
interesting.
Thank you.
So what else?
Well, I have a Google question.
Uh-oh, is this Evelyn Google?
Yes.
Okay, hit me.
All right. Do cats and dogs really understand humans talking?
I believe they do understand certain sounds, like, out of habit, like when you're training a dog, no, or sit, or come. They, through the training, they get used to the sound.
Okay. Which one is smarter, you think? The dogs or a cat?
I think a cat is much smarter than a dog. They have such an attitude. Or what did you find in
What did you
your
find?
investigation? Yes.
Well, they were saying that the dogs have more of an ability to comprehend the humans than the cats.
Really?
Yes. They can learn the meanings of the many words if put in a certain tone. And you mentioned tone before.
Yeah.
They were saying the dogs are a little bit more alert than the cats.
Well, cats, dogs are willing to please. Cats don't care.
No, really.
I mean, training cats is not impossible, but it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, dogs, I think, would be easier to train.
Yeah, because dogs really want to please you. A cat could care less.
Right. I'd rather have the dog then. I want to be.
Well, I don't know. I'm a cat person, but.
I do like them. They're easier to take care of.
And the other thing is, when you name a dog, it should be simple. One or two,
Rover.
like Rover, not,
Rover.
Jeremiah,
Oh,
so they could
three-syllable.
understand, so they could,
Okay.
yeah. One or two syllables.
Is that what they say?
Well, when I was training dogs back in my other lifetime, yes.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Okay, I didn't
Keep
realize
it simple.
that. And when did you train dogs?
When I was I was young. I was in my 20s. I moved to New Jersey the first time, following a boy, of course, that I met at this
Boys.
at the Hunter Mountain Ski Resort. So I followed him to New Jersey.
Oh, I did not
We
know that.
lived in Metuchen, and he and I, we were living together, and we decided to get a dog. Well, long story bearable. I was a bookkeeper for a kennel. I was doing bookkeeping work when I was there. Anyway, I was a bookkeeper for a kennel, and the woman raised German shepherds. And it was so funny. I'd go into the office, and all these German shepherds would be lying down in the office. I was so scared of them. But then I fell in love with them. So we got a puppy from one of her litters, and we started training him for a sport called Schutzhund. It's a German dog sport, and what it entails is track work, field work, and protection. The
Oh.
dogs, you see the man with the suit, and they say the dog runs and bites him,
Yeah, right.
that
Oh, I
kind
wouldn't
of
want that.
training. So we
Wow.
did that. I did that for like 5 years.
Really? I did not know that.
Yes. So then when I broke up with the guy, his name was Joe, a woman I had met during the Schutzhund years, seeing her at shows, seeing her at competitions, her name was Loretta. She wanted to open a dog grooming shop. So I went in business with her.
Are you kidding? Get out.
I had a dog. You didn't know this? I had a dog
I
grooming
swear to
shop
God, I didn't know
called a
this.
Pet Stop in. Oh, it was in Bridgetown, New Jersey.
Really?
And we then, she had a kennel in her home, and I was living in her home. I was renting one of her rooms, and she had a kennel. She raised Rottweilers, and
Oh,
she
I
had
don't like
German
them.
Shepherds and Bichon Frises. Anyway, so we raised together, we trained, and we had a grooming shop.
Isn't that nice? Two ladies training the dogs.
Yeah,
Nice.
we had a lot of fun and I learned a lot. I learned a lot. Would I do it now? Well, I think some of the techniques that I would do are probably outdated. Like,
Yeah.
I never baited a dog use food for training. I didn't believe in that. It's, positive reinforcement is what I used.
Right.
But
Yeah.
now I see a lot of trainers, when you see them on TV, they're using, bait, like
Right.
treats. I
Right.
didn't believe in that. But we had a lot of fun, and I learned a little bit about grooming. I wasn't a great groomer, but I did the I washed the dogs. I didn't
Right.
do grooming. My partner was the groomer. So
Sure,
I did
sure.
the pads of their feet, and I would, razor the ears, that sort of thing.
You have a niece doing this now.
Yeah, my niece Raina has a
Is
dog
doing
grooming
this
shop in
in Florida.
Yeah, but what's the name of the town she lives in?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't remember.
Oh, but that's nice. I mean, I knew she had the job and the business. She has her own
Yeah.
business.
Yeah. Last time I talked to her, she said she was doing well.
Good. She takes after her auntie. That's nice.
Yeah, she has always loved animals, but that was a lifetime ago.
I'm
I was
sure.
in my 20s. I moved back to New York in 1980.
Wow. Yeah, it is a long time
1982,
ago.
yeah. There you go.
Well, can I
Enough about me. What do you think about me?
just, you're just so fabulous, Evelyn. You are the center of my
Well,
universe.
I don't know. Well, I'm the center. Apparently, I'm the center of many universes.
Yes, you are. But can I tell you what I did on Saturday night?
Yeah, tell me. Oh,
I did the gala at the Westport Country Playhouse.
you look very nice. You sent me a picture.
Thank you. And then after that, I did go to the bar. It was like 11 o'clock, and I was like, all right, I'm still awake. And I went to the bar and I saw my pole dancer.
Oh, the straight pole dancer.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was? I really wanted to have closure. I wanted to find out if he broke up with his girlfriend or not. You know what I mean?
Did he?
No. He's going to stay with her. They're going to wait for a year until September when his lease is up and then get their own place.
And they're having the baby together.
No.
Oh, she
Yes.
made a choice. Lucky in
He made a
Connecticut, you can
choice.
still make that choice.
Yep.
Because what's happening in America.
Yeah, she did not want to keep it. It's her
Wow.
decision. You know what I mean? But yeah, they're going to stay together. And he said that she promises to have another baby because he wants one. She has two. You know, I said,
Oy
good luck
vey,
with your life.
Ismael.
I just, you know, these people that get into these situations, but I just had to know what was happening. It was like a cliffhanger for me.
Yeah. So was it pleasant, nice
No, it
conversation?
was very nice. I had one beer, I was in, I was out. You know, I was home by like 12 o'clock, 12:15, I was in bed. Nice. And that was it. But I just had to find out. So, did you hear the one nice thing about David Beckham at the funeral for Queen
No.
Elizabeth? And I really think he's very, very nice. That
David Beckham.
David Beckham, yes, that he was able to do the, he didn't jump the line to see the Queen. Because of his profile, and I guess a lot of celebrities did that, they could go ahead
Wow.
with everybody. And it's on the news. And he said, no, he would rather wait in
Good for
line to
him.
see everybody. And I thought, it's like a 13-hour wait. And he said, no, I'm nobody special. He said he would wait.
Good for
So
him.
it's a shout out to David Beckham. You know, I'm not a sports person, but good for him. I think that was very, very nice of what he did.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. I know he's good looking.
Right. And he's an underwear model.
Well, he's married to Victoria. She was one of the Spice Girls.
Ice Girls. Right. He's
Which
a football
Spice
player.
Girl was she?
Oh, do you know? I don't know.
Oh, boy, see how we
I
are.
know. I don't know. But anyway, I just thought, I've never really thought much of him, you know, either way. But I just thought that was very nice of him. So that
That's,
was it.
when you hear this, did you hear the owner of Patagonia? Patagonia,
The
the
clothing
store,
line.
yeah, the club. Well, he's a billionaire and he's given all his billions away.
To who?
And,
Startup? Podcast startups? What?
I don't know, podcasts. I don't know exactly who, but if you Google it, you could find out. And what he said was, my children don't want the money. They don't want to be billionaires in this kind of world when the climate is. I think it's to climate change he's giving the $1 billion. So Eric and I were saying, somebody should tell him to give the money to Jackson, Mississippi for their water.
Well, do something like that. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
spread it
But
around.
people like that have a lot of money. They're not sitting around borrowing Marilyn Monroe dresses.
Thank you.
They're
you
giving to money where it's needed. Guess who I'm talking about?
Where is the dress now? Is it back at the Smithsonian?
I don't know. I heard it was ruined.
Somebody should be fired for that one. That's a shame. Really is.
Excuse me. So,
but anyway,
enough is enough with that.
But the kids from Patagonia, how many millions do they have then?
It was like billion. Billions of dollars.
Right. But the kids have to have
a normal. Yeah.
But the kids have to have some money. They're not going to be.
Sure they do. It's not like it's not like they're living in a yurt in the desert. I'm sure they're wealthy.
Right.
Because they come from money, but still.
They don't want the rest of the money.
Good for him. Good for him.
Thank you, Patagonia. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Patagonia. Again, if you find it in your heart, lowly little putt-putt podcast.
We would like to have a studio.
We want a studio. And it doesn't have to be in Algeria. It could be actually in New York City. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Right. We just need one plane for you to come back and forth privately.
Honey, if we get a studio in Manhattan, I'm getting an apartment in Manhattan.
Oh, all right. Well, how are you going to get up here then? Oh, you're going to live here.
I'm going to live here. But the thing is, we could just really ask our listeners to share the podcast. So the more listeners we get, the more popular we get. Let's go viral with Pasquale and Evelyn.
That would be just lovely.
Because we're adorable.
I think so.
I think so too. All right, enough about me.
Enough. Okay. Never enough.
I think it's time to wrap up.
All right.
So do you have any words of wisdom as we end the, you know what I was thinking?
Do tell.
I would love to, you know, when you do on like radio show, this is okay. Jay from Wisconsin, you're on the air with Pasquale and Evelyn. So if some of our listeners could send us questions, you could send it on. Well, if you follow us on Facebook, you could send our Facebook Messenger, or you could send us an email. It's in the credits of the anchor thing. Wouldn't that be cute?
I would love that. That'd be great. Any questions people have? Sure.
And I mentioned Jay from Wisconsin. He's
yes, love Jay.
He's a dear friend and a great fan, and he's really great. And he loves to do the quote of the day, anything we said that's particularly funny and that gives him a giggle. He says, the quote of the day is.
That's cute. Thank
so
you.
So last week is, well, why do you assume it's up when you were talking that she was going up there?
Oh, right.
That was his quote of the day.
Oh, the quote of the
The quote of the day. Isn't that cute? So I guess we have to wrap this up, huh?
All right. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you again. Please share with all your friends. We humbly ask.
Somebody's got to follow us. 30 minutes to relax and just take it easy and listen.
Right. Yeah, it's a little nonsense for 30 minutes.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. Ciao, y'all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.